Now in verse 5 he says, the inhabitants of Samaria shall fear because of the calves of Beth-Aven. And Beth-Aven is a term of ridicule for Bethel. And what he's saying here, why, you're jealous one or the other. Who's got the biggest calf? Which one has more gold in it than the other? For its people shall mourn over it. We boast of things today. We keep up with the Joneses. They got a Cadillac, so we're going to get a Continental. They bought a house that has 3 bedrooms and a half a dozen baths. And we're going to get one that's got a dozen baths. We've got to outdo them, you see. This was the thing they were doing. And he says here, and its priests that rejoiced on it for the glory of it, because it is departed from it. God says, all of this that you boasted in, your religion, God says the day will come when the glory of it will depart, and Ichabod will be written over the portal of the door. Now will you notice verse 6? It shall be also carried unto Assyria for a present to King Jared. He says, if you really want to know, that golden calf that you have in Samaria and the one down yonder in Bethel, they're going to be carried and given as a gift. And it'd be a pretty nice gift for the king. A lot of gold was in it, you see. And Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. In other words, their counsel is coming to naught. Verse 7, as for Samaria, her king is cut off like the foam upon the water. In other words, God says he's going to cut off the king in the northern kingdom. In other words, that line and the line down in the southern kingdom of Judah, they'll be singing, I'm forever blowing bubbles. And that's what he says here, that there'll be nothing in the world. He'll be foam upon the water. That's all. Verse 8, the high places also of Avon, the sin of Israel shall be destroyed. In other words, they were worshiping every kind of an idol. And as we've said before, they were put on a grove upon a high place. The thorn and the thistle shall come up on their altars. And they shall say to the mountains, cover us, to the hills fall on us. The judgment that's coming. That's a judgment, by the way, that'll come during the great tribulation period also. Verse 9, O Israel, thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood. The battle in Gibeah against the children of iniquity did not overtake them. That's when Joshua, you remember, asked for the sun to stand still. And actually, what he really wanted, he didn't need more sunshine. If you've ever been in that land in summertime, friends, you know you don't need sunshine. What he meant was light. He wanted light to continue the battle. And God blessed him there. And in the very place where God blessed them, God will now judge them. Now, verse 10, it is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them when they shall bind themselves in their 2 furrows. And Ephraim is like a heifer that is taught and loveth to tread out the grain. You remember how Paul used this? He used it to apply to a preacher, that the workman is worthy of his hire. He said, don't mind paying your preacher. If he's a Bible teacher that's studying the Word of God and trying to help you, well, don't mind paying him, because you even let the ox that treads out the grain, you let him eat the grain. That was part of the Mosaic law. Now, God says, I'm going to pass over her fair neck. Why? Well, because this heifer has been well fed, well taken care of, but it's a backsliding heifer, and we'll see that again in just a moment. I will make Ephraim to ride, Judah shall plow, and Jacob shall break his clods. Now, you see, they love to tread out the grain. My, they enjoyed the wonderful, bountiful harvest that they got, but they sure didn't like the idea of going out and plowing the ground and breaking up the clods. But work that I hated more than anything as a boy was to chop cotton. I can't think of anything that I hated more than chopping cotton as a boy. And my dad used to make me go out. I had to work to buy my clothes for the fall school. And I went out and chopped cotton, and I went out and picked the stuff. And I can't think of anything worse than having to chop cotton and pick cotton, friends. And God says, I'm going to put you back doing the thing that you don't like to do.